This episode was made possible by the British Council, the United Kingdom's International Organization for Cultural Relations and Educational Opportunities. The Council builds connections, understanding, and trust between the UK and over 200 countries and territories worldwide, and marks its 45th anniversary in the Philippines this year. The Ask Theory podcast shines the spotlight on Pinoy scientists from various scientific disciplines. Listen to some of the country's best scientific minds as they explain what they do in simple terms and share fascinating stories of how they got into science, the incredible things they've learned about the world around us, and so much more. Dr. Kathleen Aviso is a university fellow and a professor of the Department of Chemical Engineering at De La Salle University, Manila, Philippines. She is also the current dean of the Gokongwei College of Engineering of the university. Her main research interest is the development of decision support tools for environmental decision making. Dr. Kathleen, good morning po and welcome to the Ask Theory podcast.
Good morning, Michael, and I'm happy to be with you today here in your podcast.
Yes, and I'm happy that you were able to find time in your schedule to accommodate us. Thank you po for accepting our invitation. I'm sure that our listeners would love to hear about your story. Lalo na, what you do is very interesting and maybe a lot of people are not quite familiar with, basta they'll hear more about it. So let's start from the beginning. Paano po ba kayo na in love sa science? Can you tell us that story?
Okay, medyo matagal na yun. Ano? But anyway, ever since I was a child, I think meron talaga akong inclination towards math and the sciences. So growing up, I used to have parang mga chemistry lab sets, alam mo yun, yung mga pangbata, yung mga when you experiment, mga ganon. And math has always been something that I really like. So during high school, we had parang yung career tracking for the students. So parang yung ngayon yung mga STEM track, di ba? So may ganun na rin kami noon. So even then, I knew that I wanted to pursue something along the lines of science and technology.
Wow, okay. Ang ganda nung start. Pero paano nyo po na-figure out yung magiging professional journey nyo? And maybe you can also describe yung professional journey nyo so far.
Okay, sige. So actually, nung high school, no, so meron nga kaming career tracking. And actually, napunta ako dun sa track ng medical sciences. Dahil yung best friend ko wanted to do medical sciences. And nung nagkaroon kami ng parang evaluation, yung mga diagnostic, parang I had options. So I can either go to the track na may pang-engineering or I can do medical sciences. So dahil nga yung friend ko, medical sciences daw gusto niya. O din ako medical sciences ako. Wow. And during that time, yung structure of our curriculum was for medical sciences, we had extra doses of chemistry. So we had additional classes of chemistry. And then after graduating from high school, pinag-isipan ko if I wanted to be a medical doctor or to take up engineering. So, nung iniisip ko noon, sabi ko, parang ang tagal nung medical doctor.
Oo, ang haba.
Parang ang tagal, ang haba. Oo. Sabi ko, sige, I'll try na lang mag-engineering. So, during the time, engineering was about 5 years. So, you had many options of what type of engineering you would take. So, just like anyone siguro in high school, graduating from high school, you don't really know ano nga bang ginagawa ng mga, ng mga programs na to. So I was browsing through the options for engineering. So parang mechanical engineering, parang hindi eh. Parang masyadong panglalaki. Parang ganda. Tapos, so one of the things that really appealed to me was chemical engineering. Una, dahil nga may double dose kami ng chemistry when I was in high school. And then secondly, because it was a pre-med course. So parang iniisip ko, if I decide to eventually take up to be a medical doctor, at least pre-med na yung chemical engineering. Tapos kung hindi naman, at least after 5 years, engineering pa rin yung yung degree ko. So I would still have a career after my college. So after I graduated college, so usually lang kasi pag engineering, di ba, you see yourself in the industry. Parang yun yung...
Yes.
Oo, parang yun yung pinaka-logical step afterwards. But I really couldn't see myself working in a manufacturing company. But even before I said, ano, parang before I closed the doors on the manufacturing industry, I actually got employed in an industry. So I spent about 2 years in a manufacturing plant. And during that time, yun, so parang pinag-iisipan ko, what other things can I do? And I, in my heart, parang ganun, ever since, parang I knew that I wanted to work in the university. So after being employed in the industry for 2 years, I resigned and I decided to go back to the university and apply for a teaching position. So actually, bago pa ako mag-apply sa industry noon, nag-apply na rin ako sa LaSalle. Parang sabay. Nag-apply na rin ako sa LaSalle noon. Parang I wanted to teach. But nauna kong nakuha yung acceptance letter from the industry. So tumuloy ako sa industry. So after 2 years, I went back to De La Salle to apply for a teaching position. And I was fortunate that during the time when I went to La Salle, it was the first time that they launched a scholarship program for graduate students na internal yung funding.
Oh.
So when I applied, my hands landed on two very prominent researchers, si Dr. Tan and si Dr. Kulaba. And they were interviewing me. So they were asking, gusto mo ba talagang magturo o gusto mo mag-aral? So sila yung nagsabi sa akin na may available scholarship na galing sa university. And they would provide me, parang they would provide me with stipend. Tapos LaSalle na yung bahala sa scholarship. And I'll get a master's degree. So all I needed to do was study. So naisip ko, since I wanted to pursue a career in the university, I knew that I needed to take up my master's. So yun. So I grabbed the opportunity. And the rest was history. So that was in 2004 when I started as an MS student, master student at De La Salle University. And I'm still there until now. So yun. So siguro yung, yan, they were really instrumental in my growth. Si Dr. Kulaba, tsaka si Dr. Tan. Maybe yung mga listeners ninyo, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but they're both members of the National Academy of Science and Technology. So they were really inspirations for me. Kasi nung nag-uumpisa lang din ako, nung parang undergrad na, undergraduate chemical engineering student, I had no idea na may mga ganong careers pala, na may master's pala, na may nag-PhD pala, and that other people really make careers out of research. So one of the most inspiring siguro na advice na nadinig ko from them that was also empowering was parang we shouldn't be satisfied of just learning from books and then applying what we learned, but we actually have the power to create knowledge and contribute back. So parang yun yung parang naging eye-opener sa akin. Tapos, parang na-shift yung mindset ko. Na oo nga, no? Yung mga bagay na nababasa natin, they all came from somebody who did research and discovered new things.
Yes.
And it was about time na, alam mo yun, we can also do that. Parang dapat hindi natin isipin na recipients lang tayo ng knowledge generated elsewhere. But we actually also have the capacity and the capability to generate knowledge and contribute to everyone else. So yun. Yeah.
Ang ganda. Pati ako na-inspire. After ito, mag-aaral na rin ako ulit magsa-science. Pero kidding aside, that was a very good, I hope may maraming na-pick up yung listeners natin from your story. Kasi it may sound corny, but it is inspiring. Lalo na yung when you mentioned kanina that you were choosing what path you would take, and then there were key figures who helped you along the way to get you to where, basically to where you are right now. And there was one thing that you mentioned kanina that stood out to me, that when you were choosing yung engineering path, yung may idea na merong parang mas panglalaki tong path na to. And that's I'm glad that you shared that with us, kasi that is a struggle or a notion that I'm sure many Filipinas na nag-iisip ng path nila in the future may also hold. Hindi naman siya illogical. Meron talagang depende sa preferences natin, depende sa priorities natin. Merong meron tayong assessments na ginagawa sa possible paths natin that may tell us na maybe this is not for me. Pero right now, I would love to wholeheartedly encourage yung our Filipina listeners out there na kung ano yung feel nyo na science track or course na ano na gusto nyo gawin, don't let it stop you na ma-feel nyo na ay this might not be suited for me because of gender. Like I said, merong other factors dyan, of course, but ganyan sa panahon ngayon, kung gusto mong gawin, kaya mo, gagawin mo.
Yeah, diba? Actually, I agree with you, no? I think, yeah, people shouldn't hold back kung ano yung interest nila. Parang, ako lang nung time na yon, yung mechanical engineering, it just didn't appeal to me so much. Yeah. So, chemical engineering yung nag-appeal to me. But yeah, but there are those na, yeah, maybe they enjoy doing things na ganun. So yeah, it shouldn't pull them back even just because of their gender.
Yeah, that's true. Dapat kung ano yung talagang mahal mo, yung kung ano yung career na mamahalin mo ay yun yung ano, don't let preconceived notions stop you. Yun.
Yes, true. Agree.
So, sa akin, I mentioned kanina that to me, what you do is really interesting kasi it's, the way I see it, it's a combination of two important scientific areas, which is math and climate change. Kasi you work, maybe I should just let you tell us a little bit about your work kasi baka mamali yung explanation. So please tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, sige. So, yon. So, after I took my master's, took up my PhD, so I found myself in this sub-discipline within the chemical engineering field. So, just for ano pala. So, my bachelor's degree was in chemical engineering. But when I took up my master's, I took up environmental engineering and management. And then when I did my PhD, it was under industrial engineering. So parang ano talaga siya, medyo multidisciplinary yung nature. So I managed to pick up different skills, techniques, and tools from the different disciplines which are now useful in what I'm doing. So the field that I am now is called process systems engineering. So it's not also very popular in the Philippines, but it is actually a sub-discipline of the chemical engineering field. Okay, so for those na baka hindi masyadong familiar with chemical engineering, especially baka may listeners dyan na magka-college pala. So chemical engineering is about the production, a large-scale production of chemical products. So it's really, actually hindi ganun kadami ang chemistry. Mas marami talagang engineering within chemical engineering. Marami talagang engineering. Oo, so it's about taking yung mga processes na, halimbawa, gawa-gawa ka ng mga products. Di ba, you start small scale muna. Parang mag-experiment ka muna, small scale, siguro kaunti lang muna yung mapoproduce mo. But chemical engineering is taking that to a larger scale. So you deal with bigger equipment, parang paano mo mass produce yung mga items. So yan. So process systems engineering is a sub-discipline also known as computer-aided process engineering. So we make use of computational techniques. So ang lab, so unlike yung siguro yung iniisip ng mga tao na pagka chemistry, no, or chemical, nasa laboratory lagi. Ang pinaka laboratory ko lang ay yung computer. So all I need is my computer, my laptop, and a few software tools. Yan, to do what I do. So essentially what I do is to try and represent real life systems into mathematical equations as closely as possible so that you can actually make simulations or run computer models that can help you better understand the behavior of systems. So, kasi may mga bagay kasi na hindi natin pwedeng pag-eksperimentuhan or hindi natin pwedeng gawing trial and error kasi they're more expensive. So, what we do is we create computer models so that when you run them, you get a glimpse or you get an idea of how the system will behave. And that's supposed to help you better understand what decisions to make, like which particular technologies to choose, what would be the settings of your parameters so that you can achieve your objectives. So for me, I've been applying those techniques, particularly for problems related to the environment. And yun nga, more recently, I've really focused more on things on climate change. So technologies that can be implemented on a larger scale to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions, mitigate carbon dioxide, or remove carbon dioxide from the environment. But again, yun nga, parang figuring out how do you set up these systems so that you can get the highest benefits or highest advantages. So yeah, in a nutshell, I think.
Yeah. Naalala ko tuloy while you were telling that story, naalala ko yung Jurassic Park na novel, the novel version.
Okay, okay, okay.
He went a different way. Pero mm-hmm. yun, it had the character, si Dr. Ian Malcolm, na mm-hmm. ang specialty niya ay using math to assess mm-hmm. systems. And he was so against the park. Kasi parang mm-hmm. sinasabi nga niya, it cannot work. You are trying to control these genetically engineered animals in this environment when you cannot predict yung... I think he was saying something about chaos theory. Mm-hmm. It's been years since I read the book, but I remembered that kasi when you mentioned na yung when you're using math to create simulations to better understand how certain decisions will play out in reality.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us some of the kasi ang ganda, actually this is sa akin namamangha ako na you know you plug in the numbers, you basically create these scenarios and pag minatch mo siya sa totoong buhay, aba, ganyan nga yung mangyayari. But can you maybe share a little bit about yung some of the tools or models you've already created and developed for environmental management and conservation?
Okay, sige. So in on that note, and I also wanted to add, so there are different ways kasi that you actually make use of models. So mm-hmm. yung isa, yun nga, yung it's more on simulation. It's really just observing the behavior of the system. But on the other end, as engineers, we tend to want to be the solvers, alam mo yon, of problems.
Yes.
So it's like more of the other way around naman kami, na parang you want this particular objective. You then want to figure out what are your variables in your system that you can change, you can manipulate so that you can reach your particular objective. So parang ano siya, it's not just observing, but really trying to figure out which technologies to select. So these technologies might not yet be available or might still be options for a decision maker. So the objective of the model is to figure out which one to put in place. So some of the things that we've done in the past, so yung iba nga actually was a commissioned work with the National Academy of Science and Technology nung first time natin nagkaroon ng ano to, nationally determined contributions with regards to reductions in carbon dioxide emissions. We committed actually to a 70% reduction from the business as usual trajectory of the country. But in our commitment, parang it wasn't really clear how we intend to achieve the 70%. Okay. So we did some assessments in terms of the current technologies available and current emissions of the country across the different economic sectors that we had. And we tried to look at different scenarios of the different strategies that we can implement. So such strategies include, for example, increasing renewable energy contribution in our electricity generation mix. So instead of using more coal, we'll look at using more renewable energy, geothermal perhaps, biomass, and so on and so forth. We've also looked at scenarios wherein we improve energy efficiencies across different sectors. So maybe new technologies that are more efficient. So in our assessment, parang the highest reduction we could do was a 30% reduction.
Mm.
So yung 70% was medyo, yeah, ambitious. Although meron namang mga disclaimer yung mga commitments natin.
Yun lang.
May mga disclaimer naman siya. Oo. Kasi, well, hindi lang naman tayo nag-iisa doon. Kasi di ba parang it's really a controversial issue. Kasi yung mga major emitters, kasi the big countries talaga, the more advanced countries, di ba? Tapos, yun. So some of the third world countries, yung not so advanced or developed countries, yung mga commitments nila are contingent to the support.
Yes.
That support that they can get from this first world countries. So yeah, so those are some of the things that we've been looking at. Recently, what we're trying to promote are models for the large-scale implementation of negative emissions technologies or carbon dioxide removal technologies. So iba't iba siya eh. So para siyang science fiction actually. I'm not sure if you've heard about artificial trees. Dinig mo na ba yun?
I have, but I'm not an expert on them. Maybe you can tell us more.
Okay. So yun nga, as the name suggests, carbon dioxide removal. Kasi kung yes. mapapansin natin, ano, kasi nga mataas na talaga yung greenhouse gas emissions sa atmosphere. Even if we reduce the generation of greenhouse gases in the different industries, meron pa rin talagang mga industry na ano, hindi ganun kalaki yung magiging reduction nila or they're very difficult to decarbonize. Mm-hmm. So the only way that we can reach the zero emission target is to have a negative emission or kumbaga carbon dioxide removal. Yung nandyan na sa atmosphere, you have to suck it up and store it elsewhere. So there are different types. Meron yung tinatawag na direct air capture. Yun, yung para siyang artificial tree. Diba yung tree, sinisip-sip niya yung carbon dioxide to grow. So ito, it's an artificial technology that really tries to get the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and then store it elsewhere in some, alam mo yun, geological storage underground. So yun yung mga example ng mga technologies. But these technologies range in terms of how prepared they are for implementation. Merong mga tech na resemble some practices that we already have right now, except that hindi pa natin i-implement on a large scale. So for example, mayroong tinatawag na enhanced weathering, which is, yun nga, accelerating the weathering process. Some of our minerals, kasi mineral rocks, through the process of weathering, kasi diba nagbabalance naman yung ano natin, yung ecosystem natin. Kung if we didn't generate as much carbon dioxide, nababalance out siya by weathering processes because the carbon dioxide reacts with this carbonate minerals such as mga iba't ibang klaseng rocks eh. But they react with the carbon dioxide, turns them into carbonates.
Okay.
So yun, so parang nababawas. So yun yung isa sa mga tinitingnan din nila. Pero yun nga, we need it on a larger scale. Hindi na siya kaya ng natural process.
Natural lang, yeah.
Oo. So yun yung tinatawag na enhanced weathering. No, papabilisin mo na ngayon yung process. So,
because the problem is urgent.
Oo, yeah. Plus, kasi parang hindi balance yung rate. Yung rate of production.
Masyadong mabilis lang.
Oo, masyadong mabilis. So that's one thing. And ang ginagawa niya, parang ipupulverize mo itong mga rocks na to. And then, isa-spread out mo lang siya on land. If moisture is available, it will react. It will trap and react with the carbon dioxide. So that's one way. It's actually being done already. That one, together with biochar application. Yung biochar naman yung parang, yun yan, yung parang uling. Maybe a certain process to produce the biochar. But essentially, galing kasi siya sa ano, diba? Galing siya sa puno. Yung puno kasi, diba, when it grew up, it absorbed the carbon dioxide already. Diba? So ang problem, if you use the tree and then you use it for fuel, you're just returning back the carbon dioxide. Kasi yung parang yung kinain ni tree, tapos sinunog mo siya, lalabas lang din ulit.
Mm-hmm.
So may mga available technologies ngayon na you convert the biomass into biochar. So you parang you keep the carbon content in its char form, yung actually similar to uling, ganun.
Yeah.
And some of the other components can be extracted through gasification. So, hindi kasama si carbon, yun naman pwede mong pang gamitin for energy. So, halimbawa, yung mga hydrogen components, siya na yung pwede mong gamitin for energy. Pero yung carbon, try mo siyang itrap as biochar. And then the biochar, ganun din, pwede mo rin siyang ispread sa land. So they found that this application can actually improve the conditions of the soil, especially if, kasi yung soil, di ba, pagka sobrang cultivated na siya, yung parang, ano na siya, nag-acidic siya minsan. So yan. So biochar application and enhanced weathering can actually help improve soil condition. Pero yun nga, at the moment, hindi pa large scale yung implementation. But there are scientists who have evaluated the potential of these technologies for carbon dioxide removal. And yun, madami naman siyang potential. So yung ginagawa namin ngayon, we've had models on how to implement yan, yung large scale implementation of this enhanced weathering or biochar. Kasi marami ka rin ibang bagay na dapat i-consider. Like for example, kung i-apply mo na siya sa soil, gagamit ka ba ng truck? Eh pag gumamit ka ng truck, de, parang nag-generate ka na naman ng carbon dioxide.
Same problem.
Same problem. So what we try to do is develop models to account for these different processes that come into play when you implement these technologies and figure out kung yung net ba, ano talaga, nakatanggal ka ba talaga ng carbon dioxide?
Or so, pinalitan mo lang.
Or pinalitan mo. Or baka dumami pa lalo.
Trade, baka nadagdagan pa.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so those are just some things that we're exploring right now.
Let's take a moment to hear about our sponsor. Now in its third year, the British Council is accepting applicants for its Women in STEM scholarship program. Successful applicants will receive a full scholarship to study a master's degree or an early academic fellowship in science, technology, engineering, or mathematics at a prestigious UK university. Enjoy benefits including a 12-month stipend, accommodation allowance, visa and insurance coverage, and even special support for applicants with children. The full lists of universities, courses offered, and eligibility criteria are available on the British Council Women in STEM website, link in the description of this episode. Hurry! The deadline for University of Strathclyde applications is on March 31, 2023. While the deadline for Newcastle University and Middlesex University applications is on April 23, 2023. For more information, you can contact the British Council through the email addresses also provided in the episode description.
Yeah, I mean kung mas ma-apply talaga to sa Phil. You mentioned that right now a lot of these solutions are not being widely used, not yet.
Well, yeah, not just in the context, actually globally, not yet.
Kasi since some of them are still in the nascent stages.
Oo. But I think marami nang nangyayari sa ibang bansa, as in marami nang mga startup companies that have set up yun, for this particular technologies, and there are now big companies na parang committing. Yung isa pa kasi yung ano eh, yung parang carbon, di ba? May carbon cap, carbon tax. So there are companies that can actually set up so that they can remove carbon dioxide from the environment. So you get carbon credits. And on the other end, you have companies that are still generating carbon dioxide. But if they are, they will be regulated. Halimbawa, sabihin na, ganito lang dapat yung emission ninyo. So, they need additional credits. Parang, in their portfolio, they have to show that they are making initiatives to reduce their carbon emissions, maintain their cap. And one of those things is, yun nga, parang they have to either buy credits from the companies that are actually reducing or getting carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So parang it's a wow, business model that people have to figure out.
Yeah, parang in a way that everyone can be, hindi naman happy, siguro mahirap din, pero everyone can find some merit in it so that the system could work.
Oo, parang dapat may gumagawa nito para matanggal si carbon dioxide. And of course, on the other end, merong may need na dapat niyang bumili ng credits na yun.
Like a mutually beneficial arrangement. Yan. I just, naisip ko kasi parang, and sorry, I don't mean to sound negative, pero parang unfair, ano? Na like thinking about, kasi we talk a lot about climate change here on the podcast. Mm-hmm, I've interviewed a lot of Filipino scientists na talagang nagko-contribute because this is a problem na tayo yung isa sa mga una at pinakagrabing, actually tinatamaan na nga tayo eh, and mas yes. grabe yung effect niya sa atin. Pero if you think about it, like it's a bit unfair, no, na the countries, like territories like us, na we don't mm-hmm. contribute that much, but yeah. we suffer the impact the most. Mm-hmm. And then there are like bigger countries, hindi naman naninisip, pero they, naturally, they're bigger, they have more mm-hmm. industrial needs na not mm-hmm. exactly environment friendly, and they generate more of mm-hmm. this problem. Pero yeah. like, unang-una, like yung headache of having everyone, ako nung sinabi niyo yung commitment natin, 70%, parang ako, how did we come up with that number? Unang-una. Tapos yeah. pangalawa, how do we enforce the big boys exactly. to play fairly in the playground with the rest of us? Yeah, so it just seems a bit unfair.
And yeah, oh, mahirap talaga siya. Yeah, that's why they always have this, diba, yung conference of parties, yung, you know, where big nations really come together.
And it's sorry again, I sound a bit negative, pero para sa akin, it's heartbreaking to watch it every year because every year we see the same, we must commit, and we hear all of these inspiring things that they say. Of course, we don't see everything kasi may mga, not everything is publicized, pero from what I can see, and yun nababalita every year, it's like the same, it gets, para siyang minamicrowave na ulam na every year yun na lang yung sinasabi, but we're not really seeing that much in terms of, it's a bit sad.
Yeah, well, the conference of parties, well, meron yang a bit disappointing on that end. Yeah, kaya nga, that's why we're all advocating for sustainable development.
Yeah.
Kasi we want to be sustainable and yet we still want to develop. Yun yung mahirap. But development nga has its price. Yun nga, in the future, we can see that there will be an increase in need for energy. And ang problema talaga, the economics of it. So, unless we really decide na, ay nako, alam mo yun, this is really something worth, alam mo yun, doing.
We're on fire. We have to put this out.
Yeah, the economics of it. Talagang hanggang ngayon kasi coal is still the cheapest
yeah.
source of energy. And yun eh, if you want to develop, hindi maaalis. Talagang you will need energy. So, kaya importante yun yung business model about the carbon pricing, carbon trading. Parang it really needs to, alam mo yun, people will be forced.
Yeah.
will be forced
mas to actually, accept it and
actually
it
do
practice.
Something about it. Yeah. But yeah, like, but climate change is a global issue. So we will be affected.
Exactly. And then there are some people who don't believe in it, as if whether you believe in it or not makes it less
true.
Real. Okay, you don't believe in it, that's great. Naiinitan ka ba? you want to look at a map between like 100 years ago and now and tell me kung medyo may napapansin kang naiba or ano?
yeah.
Ay nako. Oh well. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to sound ano, pero yun nga eh, parang
no, it's
listening
fine.
To yeah, kasi I'm deeply invested in this kasi I'm also scared. Like this is a problem na gets talked about. It's ironic. It's a problem that gets talked about a lot and at the same time not many people seem to be aware of how grave it is kasi we're living mm-hmm. in it. It's mm-hmm. parang umiinit na nga eh, pero or mm-hmm. Something as simple as that or parang the weather isn't quite what it used to be. Yun na nga yung pinakamababaw na naiisip kong
yeah.
example na na-observe natin in real life. And because mm-hmm. it's becoming like normalized na we just have to live with it. Parang for some people it's not an urgent problem, I guess. And yeah. I'm also not a fan of how parang nagiging consumer centric na yung responsibility of reducing emissions. Let's be like naiiniwala akong lahat tayo, we have a part to play. Mm-hmm. Pero ayoko rin yung nadadownplay yung responsibility. So, I'm a fan of what you do. Because this sort of brings accountability back to the people who are really like the major contributors.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. sa akin, ang ganda. Ang ganda na...
Sometimes, yun nga. I think, yeah. We start with awareness. Kaso minsan nga, parang di ba yung iba yun nga? In denial pa.
Yeah,
in denial,
and it's so hard. Like, Mauubos na lang yung oras mo arguing online. Ako, hindi na ako sumasagot eh. Parang, okay. Wala namang, okay, sige, let's live our lives. Let's move on. Sige, ganun. Eto, I have to ask this kasi mainit na topic ang AI.
Okay.
Ang AI ngayon. So,
okay.
So looking at, syempre, when you talk about systems, when you talk about mathematical modeling, and the inevitability that the topic of automation comes up, and of course, artificial intelligence, training these systems to make decisions. Pero ako, curious ako, since a lot of, like for example, the art world is currently in uproar with the new AI tools for generating art. Do we have that same concerns for environmental policy decision making? Like for example, yung artificial intelligence will eventually reach the point where wala na masyadong kailangan na human involvement in the process. And would that be a good thing if ever?
Well, okay. Kasi yun nga, no? So AI, I think it has so many different layers.
Mm-hmm.
And yun, we should just be aware of how we use it. I want to see it as something na an opportunity for us to upskill. Like, yung mga bagay na doesn't really need, yung mga parang automatic things that can be automated. Like, halimbawa, yung mga dati, di ba, nagkaroon tayo ng calculator. Yung mga ganun bagay ba? yung mga ganun na parang pwede namang ipaubaya na nai-automate ng machine. Then that helps us become more efficient and focus more on things that, alam mo yon, that are more suited to the human intellect. But we should be very aware of how we use AI. So like for models, for example, matagal na naman saying yung ano, di ba, garbage in is equal to garbage out. So I think humans will always be there to process the information. Na parang, kasi si AI naman, tsaka yung mga computers, parang they see the information as it is, but they can't really interpret parang what does it mean. Basta, okay, ito, yung pattern na to, ganyan. So as humans, we should be the ones to scrutinize na, okay, this is okay, we have a lot of students, lalo na itong ano, no? Lalo na nung nag-pandemic, ano? So, we didn't have access to our laboratories. So, a lot of our students were exploring thesis topics that use AI, machine learning, and ano. So, sinasabi namin sa kanila, dapat alam nyo kung mali na yung binibigay sa inyo nung ano, nung model. Kasi, kasi di ba baka may mali pala doon sa data na pinasok nila. Tapos ito yung lumabas. Tapos you shouldn't accept it as gospel truth.
Na automatic, oo.
Na automatic. So you should be, so talagang may pros and cons for the students. Hopefully, they get to learn to be more, alam mo yon, more critical of the information. Yeah. Yung hindi lang tanggap ng tanggap. Eh, kasi ito yung lumabas eh. Diba? So, yeah. So, hopefully they learn things about that. But yeah, I want to see it as something, as an opportunity for humans to actually upskill. Kumbaga, instead of working harder, we work smarter.
Ah, that's good. That's a good one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tama yun eh. Like, I see AI as, ano, dapat we should see AI as not something that we can just depend on, tas wala na, iwan. But it's a tool.
It's a tool.
It is a tool that helps us to maximize yung limit of what we can do. Parang ganun. Oo. But speaking of limits, no, that reminds me. We hear this often, I think. We've been hearing it more often. Yung phrase na science has no boundaries. Mm-hmm. Lalo na, I'm sure, ngayong buwan, with yung women in STEM campaigns all over the world, we've been hearing this. Beth, I wanna hear your take on it. What do we mean exactly ba when we say that?
Okay, for me, ha, when you say science has no boundaries, it's about, the theories that were developed for the longest time, they do not know regional boundaries. They apply everywhere. So, okay, ito yung isa sa mga ano ko eh, difficulties, I think, sad things about sometimes the way we see ourselves here in the Philippines. We always tend to think about for the Philippines. Pero, how can we be global if our mindset is so local? So we should think about things. Okay naman, para okay naman that we try to solve problems for the Philippines. But we should look at it in a broader perspective in terms of how is it relevant to others elsewhere in the world. Kasi yung mga problems naman na encounter natin, baka hindi lang tayo. Possibly hindi lang tayo. Halimbawa, di ba, like when you develop a telescope, di ba? Parang hindi mo naman sinabi na ginawa mo lang yun dahil, para makita mo to dito sa Pilipinas. Di ba? Yeah. So it's something, yeah, science has no boundaries. The same way as problems of climate change have no boundaries.
You don't distinguish. yeah. Antarctica lang ang tutunawin natin. Hindi naman diba? Ganun yun.
So it's not like that. I mean, it's fine to try and solve problems about the Philippines. But what I think we need to learn more about is understanding how those things actually affect others as well or can be beneficial to others as well. I think that's one of our struggles or challenges why we can't make it to the global arena. Kasi masyado tayo. Kasi di ba, we're just the Philippines. Pero if you say Philippines, sasabihin nung nasa ibang bansa, okay, and? Okay, and?
How does it benefit me?
Diba? I mean, I think that's something. We should always think about what we bring to the table. I mean, it's good if we're able to solve the things that we have, but we also should be able to see beyond its application in our country.
Yeah, oo nga. Na parang, you know, someday maging mas major player tayo in dictating the state of affairs in the world. I think it's possible naman eh. There's no shortage of brilliant people in this country.
Exactly.
I think year in and year out, we hear about this na we have great scientists, we have great people who are trying to fix things here. Pero tama na we should think bigger.
yeah, think bigger. And yun nga, look at universal truths. Things not necessary. Alam mo yun,
Speaking of that, no, you're thinking bigger and circling back to the topic of women in STEM.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you, why? Say, ito na lang. Do you feel that there is a need for more women in STEM, and why?
Okay, I think yes, in all different fields, and not just women, ha. Talagang representation, even in terms of race. Alam mo yan, unfortunately, some of the discoveries kasi have been dominated, diba, by the Western and the male. But now, more recently, we're finding out na merong mga bagay na iba pala. Parang, lalo na sa medical field, for example, na may mga heuristics sila or may mga discoveries sila na some things don't work exactly the same way if you apply it to women as to men.
Mm.
So those things, parang, I think women have a different experience kasi of life and a different perspective. So with anything, I think not just in STEM, sa lahat naman.
Totoo.
So they always bring in, everyone's important. So alam mo yun, a new perspective will always bring in additional information. So some things na baka hindi pinagtuunan ng pansin before just because it wasn't relevant for that scientist or for that researcher dahil lalaki siya, hindi niya naisip na ganun pala.
Hindi yung concern.
Diba? So it doesn't become investigated. But yeah, but so having more representation in the field, either women or in terms of race, more Asians, for example. Alam mo yun, parang you get to bring in additional issues that may not have been considered before.
Or not, or hindi obvious dito sa mga taong nagdo-dominate.
Correct. So, yeah.
Good. I love that. Kasi something I've noticed for, sa online discussions, talagang hindi, minsan pag tumingin ka online, makita mo yung best and worst of humanity. Some very vocal people are parang saying, bakit puro women, ganyan. Like they feel emasculated maybe, or they feel like, shadong, puro kayo women. True equality, dapat hindi na binabanggit yung women, ganyan. Pero the point is, it's not because, like, these campaigns are not to downplay the capabilities of men. It's not to emasculate people. You cannot, what I want people to understand is you cannot assume that the playing field is level now without exerting some effort to level the playing field, because you cannot deny that per history, the playing field has not been level. It has not been level for women. It has not been level for races across the board.
Yeah.
Meron talagang dominanting ano. And to correct that, kailangan nating i-support, iangat ngayon. Because if we don't do that now, we can't just instantly assume na things are equal. Hindi ganun yun. That's not how you equalize things.
Yeah.
So, it's I hope na yung iba siguro naririnig, bakit may Women's Month? I've seen that. Bakit may Women's Month? Bakit may International Day of Women? Dapat International Day of Everyone in STEM. Parang ako, kailangan kasing iangat. Kailangan for para i-equalize. Hindi siya binagbababa. Hindi tayo nagbababa ng men. Yeah. Tinataas natin yung mga kailangan ng support.
Yeah, and actually in the Philippines we're doing fairly good naman, I think, in terms of gender, kasi I think if we look elsewhere, like there are really other countries that are struggling more than us in terms of gender talaga, in terms of gender quality. Mas marami silang issues.
Yeah, and I think that's one advantage of us being a little late to the game in terms of yung development of science, technology, and human history. Like, if you look at the past centuries, yung mga Western colonizers, the Western, the bigger countries are the ones that really pioneered a lot of the scientific discoveries. But they were also male-dominated. They were also like predominantly white. And ngayon na we're sort of moving forward, catching up, learning. Sabay-sabay tayo dito sa Philippines na nakakapag-upskill, nakakapag-ng expertise natin. And I think that's part of the reason why this problem is a little less severe here than in other places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Plus, we still need a bit of help. Yeah.
Yeah, oo. Speaking of, what kind of support from your experiences then, what kind of support do Filipinas need to pursue the scientific path?
Okay. I think, we need to break yung mga stereotypes about what women should be. Yes. At least, I'm not sure now, But ako, for example, growing up, I really didn't feel that naman. Hindi ko naman naramdaman yun. I mean, my parents never told me na, huwag ka mag-engineering kasi
panglalaki
yan eh. So, hindi na. So, I think even those things, especially for the young people, the young generation, it's parang mabilis silang ma-impluensyahan ng ng what other people seem to think na dapat babae ganito, lalaki ganito. So, I mean, just removing those,
yung gendering, jobs.
It's already helpful. It's still challenging kasi whatever you say, magkaiba talaga. Magkaiba talaga ang babae, magkaiba talaga ang lalaki. But I just hope that everyone will have the opportunity. I think, just providing the opportunity. Parang for somebody na who actually likes to explore this particular career, diba? Parang as long as that opportunity is available to them and they actually have that option. But yeah, hindi natin maalas, may differences talaga. Like, hindi naman pwede magbuntis ang lalaki. So.
Yeah.
No. So yeah.
That's one very clear example.
Yeah, so there will be challenges. Yeah, because obviously if you get pregnant, if you become a mom, there will be disruptions in your
And nakabilib nga yung kayang pagsabayin kasi it's not easy. It's really parang it doesn't end with yung nagluwal ka ng bata after 9 months. Yeah. Like the responsibility is ongoing as we know. So it's really impressive to me, lalo na yung mga scientists na mothers na napagbabalansa yung responsibilities.
So as long as we just need a really supporting environment, so that people can grow and pursue what they want to do.
This was a very enlightening discussion, not just about what you do, but also the greater societal aspects that make what you do maybe easier or difficult. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that our listeners have some questions for you, maybe some na inspire nga na baka parang maganda, sana, baka pwede palang gamitin ang math to address climate change. Or maybe may nakaisip ng ideas out there that get them invested in the scientific path. But if they wanted to, I know you're busy, but if they wanted to ask for advice from you or maybe talk to you about certain things, what would be the best way to contact you?
They can always send me an email. I try to respond. I try to respond to all my emails.
I can relate to the struggle.
Oh, so then you can always send me an email. It's kathleen.aviso@dlsu.edu.ph. So, yeah. And I'll, yeah. Well, yun, nasa Lasal naman ako. So, kung merong mga ano dyan.
Dalaw-dalaw.
Malisita, oo, ganun.
Hanapin ka na lang sa ano, sa Department of Chemical Engineering.
Yeah, yeah.
One last thing though, you've shared a lot of wisdom throughout this episode, but I'm gonna ask you for one more piece of advice, specifically for people out there who want to pursue a science-based career here in the Philippines. What would your advice be?
Science. Okay. Yeah, as long as you're interested and it makes you happy, I think you should pursue it. I cannot say that there won't be challenges, but it is doable. It is possible. I think it is our responsibility, not just to our country, but to the nation, to pursue a career in science, so that we can continue contributing to the global pool of knowledge and, yeah, building the capability of this nation. So, ang hope ko talaga balang araw, alam mo yon, will be that major player in, yeah, ano, contributing knowledge. Kasi, at the moment, yung ano pa lang eh, yung, yung ano, yung parang trying to differentiate fact and fiction pa lang, parang nahirapan na tayo.
Meron na tayo. and I am, ako, parang naisip ko nga lagi, ano eh, I wish in my lifetime makita ko to. Sana man na maabutin ko. Sobrang nanghihinayang ako.
So I just want to tell everyone that, alam mo yun, we can be empowered. Alam mo yun, just, yun, ako, that's something that keeps me going. Na alam, na, we can make a difference. Let's just push at it. I've seen improvements in the past years. Yun yung mga masaya na, ano, like we've had more funding from the Department of Science and Technology. We have a lot of opportunities. Sabi mo nga, scholarships available to go abroad. And okay lang yun, ha? Okay lang yun to go abroad and learn. And I think it really opens up your, alam mo yun, perspective. It opens your mind and, you know, it broadens how you think about things. Yung mga bagay, minsan kasi parang pag andito ka lang, akala mo ganun lang ginagawa yung mga bagay. Eto na, there's only one way to do things.
Yeah, this is the only way.
Yes. But when you go out and you actually interact, see other people and, you know, get to converse with them, ma-realize mo, ay, pwede pala yun.
I didn't think of that.
So I encourage everyone to, yeah, just pursue their dreams and then, yeah, try to interact as much as you can with people. Lalo na ngayon, online, madali na mag-online.
Yeah, oo. Medyo nasanay na tayo sa online communication, so.
Just read, ayun.
Yun. So, thank you so much for contributing knowledge to us, to your listeners right now, na offering your perspectives and sharing your experiences. We learned a lot. I learned a lot. And para sa akin, medyo nakaka-hope na ako ulit, sa, lalo na sa problema ng climate crisis. Parang, okay, like we're not completely on fire yet. The planet is not completely on fire yet. It may pag-asa pa. Sana mas may ma-adopt tayong yung solutions that, all of the solutions that you talked about, I hope they get adopted and refined on a wider scale.
Yeah, yeah.
And true. Hope more scientists follow in your footsteps.
Thank you. I really enjoyed also. And I hope, yeah, you learned something, yung mga nakikinig.
Personally, I learned a lot. This is not a topic I'm very knowledgeable about. I'm just mostly parang fearful about it. But this has helped in talking to you about it. So, and hopefully you'll be open to appearing on the podcast again.
Sure, just let me know.
We would love that. I'm sure our listeners would love that. So yun, thank you po. Thank you so much for being here. And
thank
take
you
care,
as well.
Take care and keep in touch.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ask Theory. Follow Flip Science on Facebook, at Flip Science PH on Twitter, and at Flip Facts on Instagram. And check out our official Shopee store if you want to get copies of our books, Historiang Scientifico and Science Scramble. Stay curious.